Aloha, and welcome to Ask Auntie Kay. No matter where you are or what your life feels like, this hour is for you. Take a deep breath in. Breathe in aliveness. Let your breath out and release your stress of the day. Breathe in love. Now release your breath in gratitude. I hope you had a wonderful week. I've really looked forward to our time together tonight. We're going to be talking about communication is a bridge for love. And this is information from my first book called Point of Power, A Relationship with Your Soul. Now remember, the call-in number so you can ask questions or give me suggestions. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-815-0756. And anywhere else in the world can call directly to BBS Radio on this line, 530-876-3222. Now, let's talk a little bit about how this last week has been energetically for everyone. The pulse that's been coming through my clients, and this is on an international basis, has pretty much been a sense of chaos. Chaos in the inside, not necessarily that their outside life was chaotic, but the chaos was inside with this huge sense of imminent or emerging change that created sometimes a sense of unrest just in how their body felt. Now, this unrest has also been influencing sleep patterns. People have had more challenge with sleep patterns. Now, we've also just had a full moon, and this full moon happened to be in Aquarius. Aquarius works with the electromagnetic field. It works with the neural pathways in our body. So when we have a full moon, which dramatically influences the water on the planet, it also influences the water in our body. Since our body is three-fourths water, and the planet is three-fourths water, and everything is energy. Water is the primary conductor for energy. So our receptivity to different transmissions of energy, sound, vibration in this last week have been really, really high. So one of the things that I would like to encourage all of us to remember when strange or unusual feelings or senses occur in our body, our cognitive mind, our conscious mind has been trained to immediately register, oh my gosh, what's wrong? There must be something wrong. I better fix it. So if you can just allow yourself to feel the feeling, experience the moment, and remember, bring the breath in. Consciously bring the breath in. Pay attention to that feeling in your body. Bring the breath in. And let your body give you its message without your mind making the message wrong. You remember how it feels when you have a new idea and you're so excited to share that idea and you share it with a person and that person rains on your parade and says, oh, that's ridiculous, or you can't do that, or what makes you think you can do that, or what's wrong with you? That same experience when your body is giving you messages. Every sensation in our body is a message from this huge, incredible field of awareness. If you can refrain from your conscious mind questioning the messenger and the message of, oh my God, what's wrong? And just listen by feeling, listen by breathing, and drink some water. Remember so many things, so many sensations that go off in our body are due to dehydration. So give that a try and just see if you can have a little more comfort during these times of such tremendous change. We are in such tremendous change going on. Another report that came in this week from a variety of people, in addition to what we've just talked about, that so many ideas or intentions. So you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, I'm going to do this today and I'll get this done and, oh, this is where I need to be. And within moments, your whole day can get rearranged. Another plan comes in. Possibly it could feel like it just comes right out of left field and you never had any intention of doing that idea. This seems to be increasing in frequency and happening more often that people are reporting they feel like their life is just being redirected on a dime, just in a moment's notice, that it's up for change. Now again, let's reflect on the universal principles of living on this home planet. The universal principles are change, movement, and space. Change will generate movement. Movement will generate space. Space will generate the opportunity for change. So whether this is mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. So during this time of powerful transformation on this beloved home planet, it's important for us to remember that as a guest on this home planet, we will feel the changes. We will register them. And maybe not always recognize them or even feel safe. So when these changes occur, we're back to the same basics. Our two most powerful supports for our body at any given time as the primary response, breath. Consciously focus on your breath. Because if the earth is in fact making dramatic energetic changes, your heart and your brain and your nervous system will register those changes. Not necessarily that our conscious mind is going to understand what that message is. So while we're calming ourselves down or just soothing any sense of upset, follow the breath. Consciously breathe in and then feel that breath come back out. And then breathe in and feel that breath come back out. Now remember, we have that technique called that delete technique where you can erase from the middle of the forehead out. Erase from the middle of the forehead out to the temples. And that will also help lower the emotional reaction. So the most exciting thing about these tremendous changes that are happening on the planet, there really is only one thing that's happening on this beloved planet. Transformation is for increasing and expanding the potential for all life on this planet. So once we can remember that whatever is happening for us is truly supporting us to grow in amazing, unique ways, this is a really good time to develop your support system also, whether that's your immediate family or your extended family or your internet family. It's really good to feel united and connected with people that you trust because you love them and you know they love you. That you trust because they're kind and because you intend your kindness to be shared with them as well. And remember, we're all in this together. We're all global family. We have this beloved, magnificent, beautiful home planet that we chose to visit, be a guest for however long our visit is. So everything in life is about relating. I think we spoke about this in one of our earlier shows. And tonight we're going to talk about relating through communication as a bridge for extending and expressing our love. July 4th in 1987 in Winter Park, Colorado. I'm sorry, it was July 4th, 1984 in Palm Springs, actually in Two Bunch Palms, that Einstein visited me in the early morning about 4 o'clock a.m. And the message that he gave me was that E equals MC squared equals love. And that love is a force field of power, not just a sentiment. That's what we're going to focus on tonight. Is love as a force field of power, and how we can listen more clearly to ourselves and to others, and how we can communicate more clearly with ourselves and others. Now, I want to just put in a reminder here. If you've just joined us, this is Aloha Ask Auntie Kay, and our topic tonight is Communication is a Bridge for Love, from my book, Point of Power, A Relationship with Your Soul. So let's begin. This information is about 26 years old. It started coming into my life, thoughts and experiences, in 1981 when I lived in Los Angeles. Now, we're working with the premise that everything is energy and encoded information. And this model, called the Point of Power model, is to help us be able to more clearly identify our natural rhythm of creativity that we were born with. So in the same way we're born with our individuated DNA, our teeth and our bones, and our fingerprints, so we are born with a natural rhythm in our body that brings in information, brings in creativity, brings in our intuition, and then returns that information, creativity, and intuition in our exchange in our life. Using the point of power model, which I base this on the tree, the metaphor of the tree. So when we're talking about the roots, the trunk, the branches, and the leaves, it's really important to know that each and every one of us has all four rhythms. Each of us has a root rhythm. Each of us has a trunk rhythm. Each of us has a branch rhythm. And each of us has a leaf rhythm. So what we want is to establish a conscious relationship with all four rhythms, because all four rhythms serve very special needs and experiences in our life. So what you're looking for as we go through together tonight and I describe these modalities, it really isn't important what my words are. What's most important is what you feel as I'm talking. Your body already knows this information. So I'm just going to give you a bunch of words, and your body's going to tell you what's true. So listen to your body while I give you some words, and just play with this. Just play with this. So let's start with the roots. The root part of us is just like the roots of the tree. The root part of us is really, really connected to the earth, is really connected to the rhythms and the seasons and the cycles of life. The root part of us is a quiet, regenerative part of us. The root part of us is not interested in a lot of words and a lot of philosophy and all of that kind of information that our conscious mind appreciates most of the time. The root part of us likes experience. The experience of watching a sunset. The experience of feeling the wind on your skin. The experience of watching a precious child just learning to walk and trying to maintain their balance. The experience of watching puppies play together. The experience of just getting to sit still and be still and not have to think. Or maybe it's the experience of swimming, jogging, fishing. The main thing, the root part of us likes to be involved and feel involved and be immersed in the condition or the experience at the time. So that part of us is not really interested in a lot of conversation. That part of us is really much more interested in the stillness and in the experience. Now, the trunk part of us is hugely supportive. Just as the trunk carries the life force from the roots right up through the trunk of the tree, the life, the sap of the tree moves through that trunk. Well, in the trunk part of our life moves through our daily habits. The trunk part of us wants consistency. We want reliability. We want accountability. We want to have some time to adjust before changes occur. Sudden, erratic changes are really hard on our root self. We like to grow organically and naturally. We like to start a project and be able to stay focused on it and finish it. We like to be able to be really clear on what our plan is and how we're going to do our plan and be able to rely on that plan. the drunk part of us is not at all impressed with somebody else giving us a plan and expecting us to hurry up and do it. So there's a very natural rhythm in the drunk part of us that's just very consistent and reliable and that we can count on. So this drunk part of us that helps us by the habits that we have. Now remember, a habit is a learned experience. We aren't born with habits. We learn habits. The only way we can learn habits is to do something over and over until it is no longer necessary to think about it. We just do it automatically. So you want to investigate your habits. Are your daily habits supporting you, or do they cause you distress? Because habits are learned, so we can unlearn them. We can put in some new learning experiences. So the trunk part of you has supported you in whatever way you have created it or allowed to give you some kind of structure in your life that you feel safe with and you feel like you can rely on. Now, one of the most important things to remember when we go through traumatizing or crisis conditions or feel fearful or shocked, our naturalness will return us to our trunk energy very quickly, where we can find something that's familiar, return to that, and feel safe. After we had Hurricane Iniki on September 11th of 1992, huge, huge changes to everyone's lifestyle for years. So looking for whatever was familiar, whatever looked like our life before this incredibly devastating hurricane. So just remember that if you find yourself returning to older habits when something shocking occurs, and sometimes you aren't going to like those older habits, it's okay. It's okay, because as soon as things calm down, you'll grow yourself back out into your more natural state of being that you've acquired to this point in your life. So the habits and the consistency and the safe place help us grow our branches, our branch self, in safe ways. Now, our branch self is the part of us that can tune into our intuition, can tune into visions, can tune into ideas that aren't here yet, those things that come through imagination. And then the branch is a wonderful translator that helps us say, wow, this would be great to create this kind of a party or this kind of a project or this kind of an organization or this kind of paper, anything. So the branch self acts as a translator from what we would call the formless world, the place where ideas come from. And then we begin to shape them and direct them and make choices that will create form and structure and clothing and furniture and highways and all kinds of things. Now, you might notice that the roots and the trunk are really solid in form. They're really solid in structure. So the branch is that place that is really excited. The branch part of us is really excited with new adventures, new ideas, new possibilities that we could involve ourselves and use our creativity and experience our creativity and share it with others. The branch part of us is really good about listening to other people's input and gathering that in and having that be another resource for our idea or our project. We just don't want anybody telling us how we need to create our project. We really like to do it the way that we feel is best as we gather all of this information. So translators are so valuable in brainstorming meetings and when it's time to create options because something has changed and we need to do something differently on a rather short notice. That's very easy for branches most of the time. So just take note of that part of yourself that can meet these moments. Now, it's not as common now as it was when this material, when I first started working with it, but people who are strong branch people, about every 2.5 years, if where they're working doesn't keep growing and allow them to keep growing, they're going to lose interest because the branch person really likes to be involved in startup and new things and creative things. And once they start settling in to become more routine, then it's time to hand that off to the trunks because the trunks are superb with consistency, superb with managing details, and they really like to do that. They feel very accomplished. And so one of the things that the branch does is keep that translator. Now, what is the branch translating? Well, look at the leaves. The leaves, very top of the tree, they catch the wind first. They will start moving long before the branches do. Trunk might never show any sign of the winds. The leaves are the energy of timeless, formless, and directionless reality. The leaves are the visions that we have the ability to grasp and to see and to feel. And the most amazing thing happens when the leaf part of us has an experience like that. It's like creating an inside movie inside of our head that immediately, that movie is a full-blown movie in a matter of seconds. Everything comes together in that inside awareness. Now, the challenge for some of these inside movies, when they come together so fast in our visions, in order to get a vision into this three-dimensional world, it has to be translated. That's where the branches are so incredibly valuable. Now, in order to have a vision translated, it has to have some time to get that accomplished. So right away, we're seeing there's a difference in the leaf part of us, which deals with timeless, formless, directionless, and the branch part of us, which deals with that energy of the leaves, and then also recognizes, well, we need to bring together the resources, whether that's time, energy, money, or people. We need to design this. We need to design that. And that begins the translation of a vision into a three-dimensional expression, whether that's a book or a meal that you're cooking or any other creativity that might come to you. Now, one thing with the leaves, that when a leaf is in conversation, listening, or communicating, the leaves have a linear conscious part of their awareness. At the same time, they have like three movie theaters going off inside all at the same time. Now, for those of us who might not be strong leaves, this could sound like, oh my goodness, major air congestion. In the leaf world, it's major excitement. To be able to participate with many creative ideas at one time is delightful for a leaf. So, what you might notice is sometimes communication with the leaf is going to sound different moment by moment because so many ideas are coming through, they might not be able to stay focused on just one movie theater. Now, let's take just a moment here. I want you to check into your body. I want you to check into your body with this in mind. First of all, can you feel and recognize the root part of yourself? Can you feel and recognize the trunk part of yourself? Can you feel and recognize the branch part of yourself? And can you feel and recognize the leaf part of yourself? Now, if you don't recognize any one of these rhythms, please don't be alarmed. It's there, and you'll recognize it when it's time. So it isn't like you've lost anything. You just might not have a conscious relationship with that part of you. Now, if that's the case, I can tell you from 26 years of experience, when you develop a relationship with every one of these modalities, you are going to have a greater sense of balance in your life. Now, let me ask you one more question. Do you have a sense of what your natural rhythm, the place where in your body you just feel like you've got the most freedom? So when I talked about the root, and the trunk, and the branch, and the leaf. Was there any one of those or a combination of those that you could just feel your body just go, oh, that's me. Or, oh, I'm so glad to recognize that that's me. See, you are born with these natural rhythms. No matter how you've been educated, socialized or influenced by your culture or your family of origin or your traditions or your life experiences, this naturalness lives in you all of the time. When you can live your daily life 80% of the time in your naturalness and 20% visiting the other rhythms, you are going to maximize your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're going to maximize your immune system's strength. A huge, huge amount of today's stress is people are forcing themselves to be in life's situations that do not support their naturalness. Now, one of the things that happens when you do that is pretty soon your body will rebel and present what we call sickness or disease. And at that moment, what it's about is to try and help your systems recalibrate to come back to your natural rhythm, which is optimum health for you, health and well-being, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So recognizing your point of power, recognizing what's your natural rhythm, is the primary key to increasing and changing the way that you communicate, the way that you relate. Because if you know how you function in your body and in the world, it gives you a huge advantage to be conscious of how you're speaking and conscious of how you're receiving. So you can increase your ability to listen to your body and listen to others. Now, notice, the universe provided us with two ears and one mouth. I'm imagining that means twice as much listening versus twice as much talking. It appears to me in today's world, we have a lot more verbal output many times than we have true listening. You know, we can hear a lot of things, and we are auditorily inundated. It seems to be continuously. So true listening comes from the inside out, because the voice of your naturalness will not be screaming at you unless it gets ignored. If your naturalness and your natural rhythm gets ignored, then the volume has to go up in order to get your attention. So the more that you can refine your listening process to a soft voice, soft messengers, soft clues, the easier it is on your body, on every part of your system, and the more delightful it is to have that kind of relationship. So one of the key factors for reducing stress in your life is recognizing your natural rhythm. Now, if any of you have questions, this is a good time to call in. We'll answer some questions. The U.S. is 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-815-0756. Anywhere else in the world is a direct line to BBS Radio, 530-876-3227. Now, if you want, we still have time here, and we'll go over some more information about actually communicating between these different modalities. But if you would like to have more information, my Point of Power book is available through Amazon.com. It's also available through my website, www.globalfamilyeducation.com. Also, I have a free teleconference call at 212-990-7370. This free teleconference call is an overview with Point of Power, Wheel of Life Cycles, and Generational Cycles. So once again, you're listening to Aloha, Ask Auntie Kay. And we're talking about communication is a bridge for love. Just having gone through the metaphor of the tree, the roots, the trunk, the branches, and the leaves, which is helping us recognize our personal point of power. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, I've been doing personal sessions for probably about 35, 40 years. And the most amazing thing to me in this last 26 years since I've been using Point of Power, most of my couples that have come for support in strengthening their relationship, one of them is a trunk and one of them is a leaf. Now, just think about that for a minute. The only time I ever saw that really happen was after Hurricane Iniki on Kauai, when literally the leaves were, or the branches were just ripped off of the trees. And a few months later, the leaves came right straight out of the trunk. I remember my first visit when I went to Maui about 3 months after we'd gone through the hurricane, and it was like visually I was shocked to see trees that had branches. I had become so used to seeing trees that didn't have branches and leaves that were gone and then leaves that were coming out of the trunk of the tree. But I can tell you, other than that rare experience, nature's plan is to have leaves come out of the branches and the branches connect to the trunk of the tree. So if we have someone whose natural modality is a trunk, the very consistent and reliable and sustaining part of the tree, and then the leaf, which is the movable and catching the wind and very free-flowing. The reason that I can see that a trunk person and a leaf person are attracted to each other is because the leaf person recognizes what a blessing it is to have that level of stability that a trunk provides, that consistency. Because the leaf person in their naturalness is always, their mind is always moving. Sometimes their body has to move almost as much and their mouth. So there's always movement, always energy. So it's quite wonderful for a leaf to feel what it feels like to be around a trunk person, this person who's much more solid and much more stable and very consistent, and they remember details, and they remember where keys are, and they remember the list that needs to go to the grocery store, and oh my goodness, what a huge blessing that is. Now, the trunk, of course, is really excited because here's this leaf person with all these ideas and changing their mind a lot and lots of visions. And so it's very stimulating. It's very exciting. Now what happens as the relationship progresses and they spend more time together, if they don't grow their branches of communication, and growing the branches of communication means the trunk has got to be a bit more flexible and receptive to change, and the leaf has got to be a bit more consistent and remember to follow through with agreements. So if the trunk and the leaf start branching towards each other and fill in that gap, they can be such a huge support for each other and really have a very valuable, refreshing, long-term relationship. Now, the other side of this is, if they don't start branching towards each other, guess what happens? They begin to polarize. The leaf is going to start feeling like that trunk person is just so controlling and they want him to call home all the time and they want him to be home at a certain time or they want him to do something at a certain time. And that's just not how they function, and they really knew how they were when they met them. And so that story goes on. And then the trunk person is, well, this person sure doesn't love me. This person doesn't respect me at all. They say they're going to do this. They don't do this. They don't follow through. They've changed their mind. I am so tired of having everything change at the last minute. And why can't they be responsible and just make up their mind and follow through? Get the picture? Does this sound or feel familiar to any of you? Because, see, everywhere we go, we're interrelating with people who have their own natural rhythm. We don't have to pick them as our life partner. We don't have to have them as our mom or our dad or our children. These rhythms are everywhere. Now, if you play with this, first of all, play with it just to feel what your natural rhythm is. Then you can begin to play with it on how you can integrate your communication with another. Now, can you see from just the example that I gave you with the branch and the trunk, can you see how valuable, from the leaf and the trunk, can you see how valuable the branch energy is? So let's look at that for a moment. If you by any chance think that your point of power is more the branch energy, now you could be a combination. Maybe your branch trunk, maybe your branch leaf. See, if we can be combinations as well in our point of power. So if you're a strong branch, then you might notice in your family, you might notice in your workplace, you might notice in community events that you really can pretty well hear both sides of whatever ends up being both sides. You can hear this side and you can hear this side and you can see, you know, how that might come together. And so you may, in fact, end up being a translator. Now, in my first marriage, I noticed that my children didn't communicate directly with their father. And I didn't have this information about point of power at that time. And so I just kept wondering, well, why don't they just talk to him about this? Well, later I found out. Guess what? My first husband is a very strong trunk. My two children, very powerful leaves, and I'm mostly branch. So within our own family, these dynamics were happening regardless of this information. So that's why I want you to know, you already know this. I'm just providing some words that might make sorting this out a little easier. But you already know this because you were born with this naturalness inside of you. Now, once my head understood the dynamics of our family, then it, quote, made sense to me. So, brought me a little sense of peace. Now, I want to give you another example that I taught for 3.5 years in prison in Kauai, in the educational department, and I had 40 men that were in a lockup unit, and their ages ranged from, you know, anywhere from 18, some were in their 50s. Now, I began to realize as I was teaching point of power in the prison, after I went home one day from a class and I thought, oh my gosh, I think a huge number of these men are leaves. So when I went back next week, since we'd already been working on the point of power information, then I asked them to separate themselves into four different groups. And I asked the leaves to come over here, and then the branches to come in the next place, and the trunk in the next place, and then the roots. Now, the breakdown out of these 40 men, two-thirds were in the leaf. I had 8 in branches, 4 in trunk, and 2 in the roots. It was stunning to realize how much creativity was in that room. And creativity, human value and creativity is the greatest, one of the greatest resources we have on the planet. So I ask the leaves and the roots. I said, how are you going to communicate with each other? And there was this dead silence. And then almost simultaneously, one person from the root and one from the leaf said, we have to move closer together. So that's our real key in communicating. Whether we know the point of power information, whether it's clear to us or not, it's about truly, truly caring about another person. And instead of judging them or separating them from us and being really clear on our differences, if we just look at each other with real appreciation that every form of life on this planet is a precious gift. Every person in our life, whether we like them or not, is a unique blessing from the universe. And if we can train our eyes and train our mind to see everything on this planet, the wonders of nature, the magic of the people, the magic of our children, and train ourselves to look at life with appreciation, to just appreciate the life that we're looking at, to follow the suggestion that Dr. Emoto has as he works and teaches around the world the value of water and its capacity to receive thought and carry thought, that his desire is that we will all be in love and gratitude for the water. That when you shower, you are in love and gratitude for the water. And when you wash the dishes or wash your hands or brush your teeth. Because truly, there are millions of people on this planet who would be in love and gratitude to have a drink of pure water. So offer your love and gratitude to the water, and as you do that, the vibration in your own body will be blessed. The vibration in the earth will be blessed, and every living being that is of the water will be blessed. So by appreciating life at a whole new level, first of all, you cannot give to another what you do not give to yourself first. By giving to yourself first, you acquaint yourself with the experience. Therefore, you will recognize it when you receive it or give it to another. So as you recognize yourself and appreciate yourself, appreciate the root part of you, the trunk part of you, the leaf part of you, the branch part of you, the strength of you in your wholeness and your uniqueness, you will have a lot less judgment on yourself, and therefore, you will have a lot less judgment on someone else. You know that Native American saying, you haven't walked the mile in my moccasins. We never will. We will never know what it's like to live in another person's experience. We can only imagine. But what we can offer is we can offer gratitude, we can offer love, we can offer appreciation. So as we work together on this sacred home planet and truly know that we are growing, and we're growing as a global family, So when the Hawaiians know that aloha means we share the breath, alo is the universal breath, the universal space, and ha is the breath. So looking at this aspect of how important it is for us to continue to expand our global view, our global vision of our global family, because we now have the nervous system available. That nervous system is the World Wide Web. So next week, when you join me, please look for Global Family Live. Ask Auntie K is going to be Global Family Live. I thank you for your presence this evening, and I say to you, Anuai ko alahele, blessings on your journey. Ahui ho, until we meet again.
I want to hear some music. God, I have so many great albums. I love my albums. Here's an album. God.
I guess in me you found the perfect rebound. Did it make you feel better? Finally treated right with a loving out of sight. Nobody made you wet. All the crazy nights and all the little lies. You told them so that we could be. I guess I should have seen your lies would end up being told to me eventually. When you look into the mirror, what do you see? You've done to me. Called the truth.